This is an interview of Les Price as part of Debbie Douglas's HSC Australian History Option, recorded the 15th of September 1990. Mr. Price, how long have you lived in Berwick?
I've lived in Berwick, well, all my life, you can say. Well, my whole family has lived here, my mother. On my mother's side, it's a fifth generation of the family been in Berwick. Well, I'm the fifth generation. I was born in Berwick, reared at Berwick, went to the school down here, and up till 20. You finish? What do you want? Go on. I can tell you I went just for the purpose of the depression. There was no work here. At 20, I had to go to town and get work. Okay, that's just...
Yeah, what school did you go to?
You pardon?
What school did you go to?
School?
Yeah.
I think the Berwick State School, like what they call it these days, a primary school, is it? Mm. The one down here? Yeah.
Was there many people there?
You pardon?
Was there many students?
I'm a little...
Was there many students there?
There would be. At that particular time, there was only two classrooms. And I really started school in a little hall back... at the back of what was the Church of Christ in Main Street. You know the Church of Christ? Alongside used to be the Soldiers Memorial Hall. It's the Masonic Hall now. Right? That was only two classrooms there, and that's where I started the baby's grade, they call it, over there. There would be, I suppose, in the vicinity of 60, 100, 70.
And what secondary, did you go to secondary school?
Stephen?
What secondary school did you go to?
What secondary school? Mm. In those days, it's the only school we went to. We finished, if you got your merit at 14, that was your finish your schooling.
Mm.
Yes. Money and they could send you on to university or something. It's a little different now, you've got to earn your way there. But.
Mm. At what age did you go to war?
I went to war, I would have been 27 and a half.
And what were your reasons for going?
My reasons for going, I didn't rush for war straight away. War broke out and no intention did I have to go to Europe. Wasn't out for any, excitement or anything like that, and I didn't want to go over there to fight, but I wasn't interested to fight for the king. But the reason for going, I was married, I've told you, and this is one reason why there's no hurry to go away, but my reason was that the Japanese had come into the war and they're on the way to Australia. So I thought, well, I didn't want to leave my wife. I'd only been married 12 months, fair enough. But I did do it. I thought, well, it might be silly, but I thought, if I'm going over there, if I don't go and others come home, I'll feel pretty awful. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a fighting man by any means, but I did go. And I'm not proud of it, but I put in 4 years out there, and I often think, well, a man was a fool.
So you were influenced by public opinion at the
time? No way, not in the world, not in the least. I'm an anti-war man, even in the war, I might tell you. And no way was I influenced by public opinion.
And what was your rank when you
A corporal. That's the high rank I got to. That's the lowest rank you can get. There's Lance Corporal, and you go up Sergeant. So I got my foot on the lowest ladder.
And what unit was it?
The 2nd 11th Field Company, RAE, I think I told you, Royal Australian Engineers.
And when World War II broke out, how different was Berwick then compared to now?
Oh, there's no comparison. You mean now, not after the war, right now? Yes, yeah. Right now, I'd say. Two different things. When World War II broke out, Berwick was just a little country town. Nice little country town. But now, since the war, or a couple of years after the war, it's just blown ahead and it's grown into a suburbia.
And what was it like straight after the war? Were there many changes?
Not a great deal of change straight after the war, but as I said, a couple of years after the war before it kicked on.
What part did your family or friends play in the war effort when they were back home?
I wasn't sure of this, I think I told the other day, but well, I made inquiries and they did make socks. Mm. And whether it's a war, if not a war effort, I don't. The wife knitted socks even. Mm. But even made cakes and sent over to us. Well, this is one number one as far as I was concerned. The cakes that come from home. My word.
Really? What changes did you notice about Berwick when you returned? What changes did you notice about Berwick when you returned? Changes that were caused by the war?
Oh, I don't think there'd be any changes. Not caused by the war? No, I wouldn't like to say there was. No.
Before you went to war, what year was it that you joined up?
Joined up, mm-hmm. What year? 1942, when the Japanese came in. See,
yeah.
The war had started, but I didn't even think. I might tell you, I was engaged to be married in 39, engaged to be married in January the 20th, 1940. So the war had started in the end of 39. I was about to be married, so I was in no hurry to try and rush away, I might tell you.
Well, when you were home before you went to the war, how did the war affect your everyday life?
The only way it affected, it didn't. It did not. The only way it could have, well, it was overseas, over in Europe, so it didn't affect our everyday life. The only thing is, there was work to be had, because it doesn't matter what you were doing, there was work around because they were gearing up for the war effort. See?
Mm.
So there was work there, which before the war, there was no work, or 12 months before the war, but 12 months before the war, this gearing up started.
Mm. What about food rationing?
Even?
What about food rationing?
Food rationing? We had tickets, but that didn't come in till later on, as far as I'm concerned. I've done what it did. The wife used to look after that business, but no time did it affect me at any time, I think. Here in Berwick, if you knew someone that had a farm, you'd always get a leg of sheep or something. That didn't affect as much. But it doesn't look the same now to what it was before the war.
No.
No, it does not. All these are new homes here. It's over the road, that's the manse, the minister lived over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's the name of it? Buchanan just lived there.
Yeah.
The name of the house, I know the name of it.
Are you talking about
food? One, another one up here, one and a quarter down there. Doesn't matter.
So there wasn't any great change at all during the...
To me, no. I don't think there was a tree planting. The only change that I must be on, I think what I was about to say was, it was the only change that I did note, that not naturally before the war, was depression time. It was a very severe depression on. When I came back, because people were in work and that, and much more prosperous. much more prosperous than what they were before the war.
So there were a lot more jobs. So
that's right. Yeah, that's the stuff.
What about when you came back? Were there a lot more women in the workforce? A lot more women?
Yes. There was women in the workforce before the war, you understand that. I was always unhappy about it because it could be the husband and wife working and some other poor devil with a family of six or eight not working and his wife not working, can't get a job. So.
Mm.
It was different than what it is today with all this social security business and that. But there was more women in the workforce. They got, a lot of them got there during the war when men went to war. They stopped there.